From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama announces additional sanctions on Russians involved in Crimea, and a search is underway for possible airplane debris. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama announced new sanctions against Russia for its annexation of Crimea. The president spoke in the White House Rose Garden earlier today.
The United States is today moving, as we said we would, to impose additional costs on Russia. Based on the executive order that I signed in response to Russia's initial intervention in Ukraine, we're imposing sanctions on more senior officials of the Russian government. In addition, we are today sanctioning a number of other individuals with substantial resources and influence who provide material support to the Russian leadership, as well as a bank that provides material support to these individuals.
Mr. Obama went on to say that he's deeply concerned about the situation in Crimea and is working with European allies to formulate a response to the Russian actions. Meanwhile, European leaders are set to meet in Brussels to discuss the crisis. They're also expected to add names to the list of 21 Russian and Crimean officials the European Union has already targeted for travel bans and asset freezes. This comes all as Russia's lower house of parliament, the State Duma, overwhelmingly ratified a treaty to annex Crimea from Ukraine. The lawmakers voted on the measure today, and the parliament's upper house, the Federation Council, will hold a similar vote on Friday. Crimeans voted in a regional referendum last Sunday to declare independence from Ukraine in hopes of joining the Russian Federation. Surveillance aircraft search a remote area of the southern Indian Ocean today for possible debris from the missing Malaysian passenger jet after objects were spotted by an Australian satellite. The searchers, however, were hampered by poor visibility but covered 23,000 square kilometers of the 2,500 kilometers southwest of the western Australian city of Perth. After numerous false leads in the 13-day search for the Boeing 777 with 239 people on board, an Australian air commodore said the large objects spotted by satellite are a possible breakthrough. A large number of ships and planes from several countries are also being diverted to the area to help in the search. The Malaysian Defense Minister, Hishamuddin Hussein, said the photos from that Australian satellite represent a credible lead.
As I have been doing from day one, we have been following every single lead. And this time, I just hope that it is a positive development.
The Australian officials said a number of the images of possible debris were spotted 4 days ago, with one object about 24 meters long and another 5 meters long. You can read more details as this story develops at voanews.com. Taliban fighters have attacked a police station in eastern Afghanistan, killing 11 people, including 10 policemen. The assault early today happened in Jalalabad near the provincial governor's house and comes 2 weeks before Afghanistan holds its presidential election. The United Nations top human rights official says sectarian violence in the Central African Republic remains at a terrifying level and has prompted atrocities that include cannibalism. The UN Human Rights Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, spoke at a news conference today in Bangui as she wrapped up a 3-day visit to the country. Pillay said the CAR has become a country where people are not just killed, but tortured, mutilated, burned, and dismembered. France says its forces have killed about 40 jihadists in Mali over the past few weeks. The French defense minister says some senior commanders of the militant groups are among those killed in the operations. He commented during an interview today with France's BFM TV. The leading economic index shows U.S. economic growth may improve over the next 3 to 6 months. The Conference Board study of data thought to show the direction of the economy rose 0.5 percentage point in February, which is a big improvement over the prior 2 months. Reviewing the data published, analysts predict that the growth will pick up as the economy shakes off the effects of the winter weather. VOA News.